This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Women's Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Visiting with us today is Fran Meadows, one of many women that struggled with infertility. She is now a mother, and through her book, she works with other women fighting infertility. By providing hope, resources, and a friend to lean on, she is helping other women cope with their struggle. First of all, tell us about your book and why writing this book has helped you in the long run.
My book, The Truth Behind the Secret Infertility, it tells my experiences with going through infertility treatments. It touches on pregnancy loss and also succeeding to motherhood. And there are many emotions that are involved. It goes into a detail about my doctor's visits and obviously some crazy thoughts that surround you when going through infertility. But my book helped me grow stronger as a person from all the disappointments and difficult times that my husband and I went through. So mostly it was my self-therapy. While journalizing through my treatments, it helped me get my emotions out on paper, and it helped me stay grounded.
I bet so. So now, what emotions surround infertility, and how do you deal with them? Some people can't relate. They've never been there, but you never know when someone will have to pass that moment in the
right,
life.
Right. So many emotions surround infertility. I mean, to name a few, I mean, sadness, anger, disappointment, embarrassment, and, you know, your self-esteem. As a woman, you feel it's hard to open up to your spouse, especially when, you know, your mind takes over with crazy thoughts. I did seek out therapy. I saw a therapist once a week to let everything out, how I felt and what I, you know, thought. And I cried. I broke down. I cursed. And it felt good to get things off my chest and not feel judged by others.
Fran, infertility is a controversial subject. Do you feel people look at you differently for how you built your family?
Depending who you are talking to, infertility is extremely controversial, and it's controversial to some large organizations. So, yes, when you get into conversations with others, sometimes they look at me like, you know, why couldn't you just become pregnant naturally? And if you've never been through infertility, you would never completely understand. So I feel that every couple, they deserve a chance to build their family, and if artificial reproductive technology is involved, it shouldn't really matter. It means that you're a couple and you really want to have a child. And, you know, you hear stories out there of parents who are unprepared, you know, they became pregnant and then they try many ways to get rid of that child. So if you're a loving couple and you'll love a child, it doesn't matter how they were created. I think in this day of the great medical technology that's out there in science, that you have to put that into consideration and not look down upon others for their choices.
Today we are with Fran Meadows, author of the book, The Truth Behind the Secret Infertility, here on eHealth Radio, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Were your infertility treatments covered under insurance, and what are the costs of infertility treatments?
Yes, my infertility treatments were covered under my husband's insurance, and I was covered for certain amounts of different cycles, IUI or IVF cycles and other treatments. My medications and injectable medications were also covered with low co-payments. But additional items such as cryopreservation, which is the freezing of the sperm or embryos, they were not covered, as well as anesthesia, other storage fees, they were not covered. And, I mean, the prices did add up. Even though I was covered, there were a lot of out-of-pocket expenses. And people that do pay for IVF, it costs approximately $10,000 to $15,000 for one treatment, including medications. And I feel that, you know, some medical companies should understand that insurance coverage is expensive for infertility treatments. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people that pay out-of-pocket expenses for infertility, and it becomes a burden on couples. And just as a side note, I will be attending Advocacy Day in Washington, D.C. on April 25th, which is during National Infertility Awareness Week, and I will speak for those couples along with Resolve to try and have the Family Act bill passed to be able to obtain a tax credit for out-of-pocket costs associated with infertility treatment. So it's very important to me, even though I was covered, to speak for other people to get their coverage to help them build their families.
I would be curious, how supportive was your husband through the journey?
My husband was very supportive through the journey. I mean, it took him a while to actually get on full board, you know, like full board, because he was still skeptical about treatments, and he still always thought that, you know, we would get pregnant naturally. But, I mean, he stuck by me, you know, along the way. He was right by my side, good, bad, ugly. He didn't, you know, there were times that he probably wanted to choke me for my craziness, but understandably so, because women can show their emotions in many different ways than men can. But he stuck by me, and, you know, he's still by my side now.
Wonderful. Looking back now that you've been successful with infertility, do you forget about it, or does it stay with you?
Unfortunately, infertility will never leave you. You will always remember everything that you've gone through. You will never forget the pain you experienced. I know some people, they think that once they have a success story that they don't want to think about it. But, I mean, you always think about what you've been through. Even though you have that power to move forward, you will always acknowledge your past and your experiences through infertility. But you grow stronger as a person to get through the struggle.
And Fran, in conclusion, is there one extra thing that you could leave with the listeners that may be struggling with this area of infertility in their lives or know someone? What kind of a tip could you leave with them?
Infertility is filled with a lot of ups and downs. It could take you, it could take a financial and emotional toll on a couple. Stay supportive of each other. Stay strong. Seek out therapy and online support groups. You're not alone in this journey. And let's keep fighting for insurance companies to recognize infertility for all. Believe in yourself and put the greatest confidence in the doctors and nurses, because if they can make it happen, they will. So I wish everybody success in the end.
Very informative. We've been talking with Fran Meadows, author of the book, The Truth Behind the Secret Infertility, and the website of reference is secretinfertility.com. Fran, thanks so much for being a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the Women's Health Channel here on eHealth Radio and the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for tuning in. And until next time, enjoy.